Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Salut les French Poodies! Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bonjour, I'm Erica.
And I'm Christella.
Today we have a modern song by somebody named Zazie.
Zazie, a female French singer.
Okay, tell us a little bit about her.
Well, she used to be a model, but then she realized that what she liked the most was making music and interesting lyrics.
She's wrote a lot of great songs. She's pretty popular in France.
Yeah, she is.
A lot of her songs on the radio. The one we're going to do today is pretty cool, because if you're like a board game lover, you're going to love this one. So we have some Monopoly references.
Yes.
Because there is a French Monopoly, right?
Yeah, there is a French version.
Uh-huh. And so what is the name of the song?
Rue de la Paix.
So it's got double sense, right?
Yeah.
And the first one is what?
Rue de la Paix is the most expensive street on the French Monopoly.
It's like the boardwalk of the French Monopoly.
Yeah. And also it's a really nice street. If you go to Paris, you have to go there. It's in the second arrondissement.
It's near the Opera area.
Yeah, Opera, Place Vendôme.
And then the literal translation of it
is Rue de la Paix, Peace Street.
The Street of Peace.
Yeah, the Street of Peace.
Yeah, Peace Street. So throughout the song, she's going to be telling us all the stuff she's going to do, because her ultimate goal is to put a hotel
on Rue de la Paix. Yeah.
So that has the two senses, the Monopoly way, and then also she wants peace. Well, we'll see. So the one thing we're going to hear, there's two phrases. First, because she's going to be selling things and saving things in order to make this happen. So she's going to be saying,
je vends
and
je sauve.
So let's hear the first three lines, where we're going to hear the first thing that she's going to vendre and why. So she's going to say,
je vends, and then she's going to say puisque and explain why.
Okay.
Je vends mon auto puisque je roule trop vite et que ça me fait peur.
What's the first thing she's gonna sell?
Je vends mon auto.
Her car.
Puisque je roule trop vite.
Since I drive too fast, or I roll in the car too fast. And there's one more reason too.
Et que ça me fait peur.
Because that scares me. It makes me scared. Ça me fait peur.
Does it?
Yeah, I would sell my car for that reason. Okay, so let's hear the next thing she's gonna sell and why.
Je vends mon magot puisque tant de réussite ne fait pas mon bonheur.
So in this part, she wants to sell. Je vends mon magot.
A magot
is a stash of money. You should also know that magot is used by robbers when they rob a bank.
Okay. They grab the magot.
Yeah.
Pile or bundle, but it implies money, right? Which is weird. Like, why is she going to sell her money?
Because
it rhymes with auto.
No.
Okay.
Because then she says, puisque tant de réussite ne fait pas mon bonheur.
Since so much success
doesn't make me happy.
Does not make my happiness.
Yeah.
Ne fait pas mon bonheur. Okay. In the next part, she's going to sell something else, but then she's also going to save something. So she's going to say, je vends, and later,
je sauve.
Okay.
Je vends mes charmes, mes armes, ma violence et ma douceur. Je sauve ma peau, vends mon âme au diable.
Okay, so first,
je vends mes charmes.
I sell my charms, my seductive charms.
Et mes armes.
And my weapons. Therefore,
ma violence et ma douceur.
My violence with the weapons et ma douceur, like
my sweetness, my kindness.
Softness, which goes along with les charmes. So those are the things she's going to sell in this part. What is she going to save?
Je sauve ma peau.
Her skin. Save my skin. But she's going to sell something else again.
Vends mon âme au diable.
And sell my soul to the devil.
Yeah,
this part is weird. Because, I mean, the other ones were more like how she's going to sort of, it's more like charity type thing. And now there's a sense of it goes back to a selfishness. Maybe it's to show the contradictions in life.
Oh, it could be.
Like, people want to help others, but then, you know.
But then they,
at the end, they sauve ma peau.
They always think of themselves first. It could be.
Think about it. If you have an idea yourself, come write it on the board.
Yeah.
Now let's listen to the next part. Now she's going to sell two more things. And here she's kind of going to talk about the environment, right?
Yeah.
So what's the first one?
Mon usine.
So my factory.
Yeah.
And then she's also, what's the second one she's going to sell?
Je vends ma gasoline.
Okay, so gasoline is like gasoline, yeah. But what about pétrole is how we usually, or essence is how we usually say gas.
Yeah, we usually say essence, but I think she wanted to rhyme, so.
With usine. Right. But you said some people do say gasoline, right?
Yeah, it's true.
But it's not real common.
It's not that common, though.
Okay, so let's listen to that part.
Je vends mon usine avant que l'oxygène vienne à nous manquer. Je vends ma gasoline avant que la mer ne vienne mourir à nos pieds.
Okay, so first she sells her factory.
Je vends mon usine.
When?
Avant que l'oxygène ne vienne à nous manquer.
So she's going to sell her factory before the oxygen.
Ne vienne à nous manquer. Venir à, like, arriver à, get to the point.
Okay.
Where nous manquer, where we lack it, yeah.
Before we can't breathe anymore, basically.
Yeah.
She's going to sell her usine that emits toxic fumes. Avant que l'oxygène ne vienne
à nous manquer.
Okay.
And then she's going to sell, je vends ma gasoline.
Before what?
Avant que la mer ne vienne mourir à nos pieds.
Before the sea comes to die at our feet.
Yeah. So I think here she's referring to oil slicks.
Oil spills.
Oil spills, yeah. And she probably thinks that the best way to avoid oil spills is to just stop using gas.
So all this is going to eventually create a sense of the rue de la paix, right?
Yeah.
Sense of peace. She dealt with the environment, she dealt with cars, the money, her charms, her weapons. And now she's going to save some things, right?
Yeah.
Let's hear the first one.
Je sauve la peau de l'ours avant de l'avoir tué.
So here she says, je sauve la peau de l'ours avant de l'avoir tué.
Okay, first let's literally translate it. I save the skin of the bear before having killed it. So what's that all about?
It comes from a very famous French expression. Vendre la peau de l'ours avant de l'avoir tué. It comes from les fables de La Fontaine.
Yeah, La Fontaine's fables. Famous French stories.
Really means that if you sell the bear skin before having it killed, you expect things from something that hasn't happened yet, so you're not even sure you're going to get it. It's like using something that you don't even have yet.
And it's a little bit like counting your chickens before they hatch, right?
Yeah, I know.
So the expression is to vendre
la peau de l'ours avant de l'avoir tué.
But she says she's going to sauve.
Je sauve la peau de l'ours avant de l'avoir tué.
So she's going to do the opposite.
Yeah, she wants to save the bear skin in the sense that she doesn't want to kill it. She doesn't want the bear to be killed.
So it's also like a double sense in an environmental way, too.
Yeah, absolutely, that she wants to protect animals.
Okay, now she's going to save one more thing.
Je sauve les meubles et vends la maison.
Je sauve les meubles et vends la maison.
Okay, I save the furniture and sell the house. So this one's a little bit weird.
Yeah, why would she want to keep the furniture but not the house?
Well, let's find out. And in this part, you're going to hear the rue de la paix that we've been waiting for. So now we find out all this stuff she's selling and saving was to accomplish what purpose?
Pour mettre un hôtel rue de la paix.
So to put a hotel
on rue de la paix.
So the monopoly sense.
Yeah.
And then also the world peace sense, right?
Absolutely.
Then what's going to happen?
Un monde où tout le monde s'aimerait enfin.
We'll have a world where everybody would love each other.
At last, finally.
Enfin.
But she's not only going to do that. She's also going to, well, let's hear it. With all the things she's been selling from the beginning of the song, she's got a lot of money now.
Right.
And she's going to, j'achète un château en Espagne.
She's going to buy a castle in Spain, which is not a piece on Monopoly.
No, it's not. But it's a nice place to live.
And it also rhymes. It also rhymes with the next line. What is it?
J'achète un monde où tout le monde gagne.
She's going to buy a world where everybody wins.
Yes. À la fin.
In the end. Okay, well, that's the song. There's actually a lot more to it, but it's kind of long, so we're not going to do the whole thing. This kind of gave the whole meaning, and this is Zazie's dream world. We've now gone into Zazie's utopia.
Yeah, and also I really like this song because I think the whole Monopoly metaphors are really clever.
Yeah, they are.
We hope that you like the song this week, that you've been able to learn a lot from it. And we're going to be back next week with a new song, a new genre.
So come to FrenchPod.com. Also, if you want to have a discussion about the song, there were some parts that are kind of deep. I'm sure that we could go even deeper to the meaning behind
it. Yes, let's dig.
So come on and talk to us. FrenchPod.com. Thanks for listening. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Tout le monde gagne.